Welcome to Living with Jesus. Each week we celebrate life with Jesus, praying for Him to reveal Himself. And we pray that you'll have more fulfilling and rewarding relationship with the Lord. Amen. So, what is your relationship with Jesus?
Good morning. I'm David Jopie, Living with Jesus. This week, our podcast focuses on Life with Jesus, the Lamb of God. Jesus reigns. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, John the Baptist testified about Jesus, saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." And out of amazement, he adds, "I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him." And coming right to the point, he adds, "I have seen and I have borne witness that this is the Son of God." Thus the way to the Lord is made straight. He is our Savior, Lord, and God, whose mission is to become our sacrifice, to lay down his life as the innocent Lamb of God on the cross. Thus he freed us with his victory, that we also may be righteous, risen, and rewarded for eternal life in heaven with God. And the Lamb of God knew his future, as the Holy Spirit says, "It was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief." He is always led like a lamb to his cross, and yet with generous love, he celebrates a wedding. For the joy of the people, he turns water into a virtually endless supply of wine at a wedding feast. And Jesus angers the temple authorities by cleansing the temple, taking a whip to the guilty parties. Jesus also cleanses you because you are God's temple and God's Spirit dwells in you. But this cleansing is from the Lamb's suffering on the cross, taking your sin and iniquity out of the world forever. Having risen from the dead, the Holy Spirit is given, bearing the fruit of love, joy, and peace to earth forever. And Jesus was given to the world to save you who believe in him. He brings you understanding with right answers and loves you. The Lamb of God bears your crosses that you may rise with him to everlasting life. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." This water is the Holy Spirit, which the Lamb of God will guide you to after he is glorified. You who trust in Jesus to give you the living water of salvation are part of his mission field in which he takes joy. Jesus offers to heal you, just as he healed a man at the pool by the sheep gate. You will be healed of sin and iniquities that have handicapped your lives. Your lives will be made new, which may result in the anger of friends and family. Pleasures and opportunities might also be taken away, but the Lamb of God suffered on the cross for your salvation, and he is far greater blessing to your life than any cost. God the Father and Jesus too send the Holy Spirit to intercede in the affairs of men. Just as the Father loves the Son and the Holy Spirit points to Jesus, we too focus on the reality of Christ who walked on earth and bore the cross. This is the Lamb of God for us to hold, trust, and love, a teacher, a preacher, and a healer. The Lord Jesus opens his hand and satisfies the desires of your heart. The Lamb of God gave himself up for you to rise again, so that you also may live forever, loved, healed, and satisfied. Your work is to believe in him who the Father has sent. Jesus is the bread of life, and whoever comes to him will not hunger, and whoever believes in him will never thirst. For this is the will of his Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life. And he will raise you up on the last day. And finally, the Lamb of God claimed many things that are blessed by belief in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God uses the words of Christ to bring people to faith. Jesus said, "To know God the Father is eternal life." And he said that he himself is the only way, truth, and life that leads to the Father in heaven. The truth of this claim rules out all other religious and worldly claims to eternal life. Jesus gave himself for all the people of the world to redeem you back to God forever. Let us pray to God in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Jesus reigns. Hallelujah.
We pray that this week podcast has encouraged your faith in Jesus Christ and that you're continuing his love. In his holy name, amen. What is your relationship with Jesus?